Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Obesity among children and young adults is a growing health concern in the United States. As more young people receive bariatric surgery as a treatment for obesity, the effect of surgery on mental health, memory, and other changes in the brain become more intriguing. A new study, which was presented at Obesity Week 2017 last month, aim to examine this effect further in adolescents with obesity who are undergoing vertical sleeve gastrectomy, or VSG. Today I'm joined by one of the senior authors of the study, Dr. Eleanor Mackey, who is a psychologist from the Children's National Health System in Washington, D.C. Thank you for speaking with us today, Dr. Mackey.
Thank you for having me.
So to start, can you tell us a little bit more about your study and what you found?
Certainly. First, I'll give you just some background for why we did the study, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about the design as well. We know that bariatric surgery can greatly improve adolescents' lives. We know that this works by helping them lose a lot of weight, improve their health, reduce morbidity that they may have, like type 2 diabetes, and also improve their quality of life. And since we knew that obesity affects all of these different areas and bariatric surgery can help them, we also wanted to know about brain and cognitive function. Obesity relates to brain and cognitive function, as we know that kids with obesity, sometimes they struggle a little bit more with some of the cognitive functions like memory or executive functioning, which is sort of the planning, organizational, judgment part of your brain. So we were curious whether similar benefits that we were seeing in other areas of health were also seen in cognitive functioning following surgery. And we had an inkling that this might be the case because research in adults has showed us that there is potential for such improvement, but it hadn't yet been examined in adolescents. And we felt it was really important to look at adolescents specifically because these kids are a unique group when the brain is really developing at this time. You've got rapid development of the reward system and continued development of these executive functions. And so since adolescence is such a critical point in time for development of these things, we wanted to see how surgery might affect these. So the National Institutes of Health funded the current study to be a small pilot study. That is just a way to look at this in a small number of kids to see if the findings were significant enough to undertake a larger study. So this is with a small sample. And so to tell you a little bit about our study design, how we went about examining this, is that we took three different groups of kids. And one was adolescents with severe obesity that we knew were going to be having surgery in the near future. Another one was a group of adolescents with severe obesity who were in line to have bariatric surgery but weren't going to be having it within the time frame of the study. And then the third group was adolescents of the same age and gender and ethnicity to make sure of a healthy weight, so without obesity, to look at that comparison between the three. And what we did was we tested them at two time points, about 4 months apart. And the surgery group had surgery within the first month of that time period. So we were testing them about 3 months after surgery. And so what we did was we looked at how their cognitive functioning was working and different tasks that we had them do. And we had them do many of these tasks in an fMRI machine so that we could actually see what was going on in their brains as they were performing the tasks, because we were interested not only in their performance on the tasks, but also what their brains looked like when they were going through these different tasks. So we were really interested to see how this was going to look between groups. And so given that this is a small study, it doesn't provide firm answers to this question, but it does give us an indication that indeed benefits of bariatric surgery may extend to the brain and cognitive functioning and that we need to study this further.
So what changes in the brain were observed after bariatric surgery?
Well, this is really fascinating to us. On average, when we looked at the kids' brains during the tasks that measured attention and what we call working memory, so when they sort of have to hold information in their minds and then use that or manipulate it in some way, we wanted to see how that worked. And so we looked at activation in different parts of the brain that we know help control those abilities. And when we looked at time one, so this is before they had surgery, the kids with severe obesity had to work harder to get the same effect. So we didn't find any differences in performance. They were performing at a similar level to the kids without obesity, but they showed a lot more activation in those regions of the brain. So it's almost like they had to work harder for the same effect. Then when we looked at the same tasks after surgery to see how they were doing, the kids in the surgery group who did lose a lot of weight ended up looking more like their peers that did not have obesity in comparison with the kids with severe obesity who hadn't had surgery. So after surgery, these kids tended to look more like their healthy weight peers without having to put forth as much effort for the same effect. So we thought that that was really fascinating and some preliminary evidence that indeed that weight loss following surgery may help to normalize some of that brain function. And we also found, which we were really interested in, is the kids who didn't receive surgery during that time period actually gained weight. And from time one to time two, they showed even more activation. So with that extra weight gain, it seemed like that even added to the load and caused their brains to perhaps work a little bit harder.
And how was cognitive function affected?
Well, results about cognitive performance are a little less clear than imaging. To do imaging studies, you need fewer participants to be able to see results. For some of the actual performance on cognitive tasks, you do need more participants. So we could just see some preliminary evidence where we could see some potential improvement in visual memory relative to the other groups, so how well they're able to remember things that they're seeing. We didn't find those same effects in this small sample for verbal memory, so remembering things that they're hearing. But we do need to examine these in a larger sample, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to continue this work, because certainly in the adult populations, there does seem to be an impact on memory and memory functioning, and we're still really interested to see how this might play out in adolescents.
How did reward memory encoding affect decision-making about diet and physical activity?
That's a really interesting question. Now, in the scope of this small project, we didn't look closely at their diet and physical activity, but those are really critical components of health, weight, and brain functioning. And so we don't know the answer to that from the current study, but this is going to be a really important avenue for future research. It's very exciting to see some evidence of brain changes in these kids following surgery, but understanding what that means in terms of health, or functioning, like how one does in school, and behavior, like you mentioned, like healthful eating and engaging in physical activity, is a bigger question and an equally important one. We'd hypothesized that as brain functioning improves following surgery, the ability to judge the importance of and value of rewards and having a better ability to plan ahead for healthful eating and exercise, which we know actually does take a lot of planning and good impulse control and substituting reward in the short term for benefit in the long term, we think that those things may also occur as the brain starts to improve. And so research also tells us then that a healthful diet and increased physical activity also help the brain. So what we're thinking is that bariatric surgery may present an opportunity to normalize brain function as a result of this significant weight loss, which in turn could promote even more healthful behaviors and exercise, which could help health, cognitive health, improve even more. So that's the next step, certainly.
And from a psychologist's perspective, what advice would you give to healthcare practitioners who may see young, obese patients looking to get bariatric surgery?
I think it's important to note that bariatric surgery is a really significant procedure that's going to change the way that a person eats for the rest of their lives. And that's pretty meaningful when you're talking about adolescents. So it isn't something to take lightly. But that said, it really is the only treatment that reliably works for adolescents with severe obesity, so a body mass index over 35. It has really great potential for improving health and well-being and quality of life that we already know. And this potential improvement in brain and cognition is yet another bit of evidence of the value of this procedure. I do think that it should be something that providers, families, and adolescents consider as a valid treatment option for severe obesity, and then weigh the individual risks and benefits to make the decision that's right for them. And I think that decision looks different for each individual and where they are in the process and what their needs and health concerns are. So that's a really good discussion to have amongst providers and family members, but I do think that providers should be open to considering this treatment option.
You had mentioned before about how the children who went through bariatric surgery looked different than their peers who hadn't gone through bariatric surgery. Were there any social behavioral changes that you saw as well? As we know, depression is linked to obesity as well.
Right. In the current study, we did look at self-report measures of emotional eating and food addiction and other things that can affect outcomes after bariatric surgery, and certainly that kids with severe obesity are at higher risk of. And this is a very small sample, so it was really hard to see significant results. But when we looked at the self-report of these kids about 3 to 4 months after surgery, there weren't reliable changes in emotional eating from before surgery or after, and the groups didn't look very different from one another. So that is to say, having bariatric surgery didn't in and of itself seem to reliably improve emotional eating or food addiction. Kids who had the surgery still experienced similar levels to what they had before, and some kids actually experienced an increase in those symptoms. And I think that's really important to note. This is a small sample, and it was a pretty short time distance after bariatric surgery, and a time during which kids are just starting to get back into regular foods. Small portions, but they're starting to transition off that soft diet. So it's pretty early to start seeing those changes, but I think it's important to know that a lot of adolescents come in thinking that those things are going to improve automatically after surgery, and the reality is that they might not. And so I think it's important to assess for these things and treat them in conjunction with having bariatric surgery so that kids really do have a better chance of success following the surgery.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you very much again for speaking with us today, Dr. Mackey.
Of course, my pleasure.